Please.
I want to thank y'all for all of your opportunity to be here. This care is amazing. And several years ago, me and my wife were looking for a house. And we found that house right down there in the curve. And Miss Carol, being that she was the owner and she was in the realtor, she walked us all through. She walked us out to tell us how to do this, the ins and outs, the games, the dislikes. And she was just the real lady. And when she moved back over there next to me, several days I would come in, she'd be at the door, she would call me. She can bake some of the goodest things, man. I think I enjoy the baking. I got to speak with her before her end time. She told me to look out for her. She was going to go on her little trip. And I said, okay, Miss Carol, I got my camera pointing over there, and I'll be looking out for you. She said, I'll see you when I come back. So surely I haven't seen her since she came back. But in my heart, she was a real person.
Amen.
And I enjoyed her as a lady.
Thank you. Anyone else? Please, Doug Raven.
She was a good aunt, and I loved her a lot. She was very nice to me. I loved her a lot. I didn't hurt her feelings, and she was sick, and I loved her. And I know she's still here with us. She's up there in heaven with God, and she knows that we're always here for her. And she knows that God is here for her.
Thank you very much. Anybody else? Please.
I met Carol about maybe 18 years ago, and she was a real person. She didn't judge me. She was kind, but she loved all people. She had a lot of patience, and the best thing about Carol is she never, ever would judge a person. Everybody was a good person in her heart.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. Anybody else? Please.
First, I want to say, I'm kind of like you, I'm also kind of. I met Miss Carol a little over 30 years ago at a real estate company called Century 21 Pound Realty. She was my mentor. She helped me. She guided me. She'd look at my paperwork. She never judged me and always encouraged me. Then she went and decided to leave the real estate, and then she went to work with my wife and another company. And Carol, no matter where she was an inspiration, a guiding light, and just the sweetest person I've ever met. I'll see you later.
Amen.
Amen.
Please.
To add on to him, he had not seen Carol for many years, and then my company, we had an ad for a receptionist, administrative person, and I happened to be the one that had to interview her. And she came from Kelly Services because she didn't want to have a permanent job or be tied to it. She wanted to travel and go on cruises. And she actually came to interview her, and I hit it off instantly. She took the job. Because I told her that we had flexible hours and she had vacation time, and that way she was free to travel. So she came to work and late, and afterwards she said, you're the real reason that I took the job. Her and I became best friends, and she mm-hmm. was like a sister. And I truly will miss her, but she was a wonderful, wonderful woman. And God has her in his hands.
Amen. Anybody else? Which one, please?
Of us to allow me to serve her.
loved the baked goods that she gave me in this song. I used to get a real homeless for the Christmas the lights. My house is still getting down here at the city. When she lived over off of North Monroe, I decorated all the houses over there, and she mentioned one time that she wished that she had someone to do lights for her. She was gone for 2 days, and I actually decorated the house. When she came home at the sniper home, of course, the lights were on. I got a call. And some woman on the end of the line just screamed. I didn't understand what was going on. And I said, you know, settle down. What? Who is this? What are you doing about? Finally, she goes, this is careful. She said, I came home at a little bit ago, and I saw the Christmas lights, and I thought it was on the houses down the street from me. And the closer I got up, she said, so it was my house, and I don't think that anything anyone has ever said that much has. You're the spring woman.
Thank you very much. Anyone else? Good.
So, Carol was really special. I'm kind of sad to hear that she's too special of all you guys, too. She was that person, she said right there. I love to sing your song today and all this. So anyway, we have lunch on our second Sundays of the month, and I made a simple dish of small potatoes. Very simple. I'll give you the recipe because I'm going to act like it's really a big deal because Carol did. She ate my potatoes, and she didn't have my phone number, so she called Tina, my wife, and she said, I need to Travis's recipe for these potatoes. I was like, okay, it's butter, ranch, and potatoes. Put them together and it makes this dish. Well, she called back and she says, I made them, and it was horrible. You gotta come over and help me out. So she was so special to all of us. I told Pastor yesterday, I can't believe it. I can't believe she's gone, because she is such a presence in all of our lives.
Thank you, anybody else? Please.
Hi, I feel like I'm Carol's niece, even though I'm really not, because Pam and Bob adopted us to their family a long time ago. So I have two really funny memories of Carol, if I can get through this. During spring break, it was Cole's birthday. And all of the Abbots and our family, four of us, went and we stayed in a single wide trailer. So we had mattresses everywhere, and we were on a lake. It's a great day. She loved the fish. She was on the water, you know, as much as the kids were. And so later on that night, when we had eaten dinner and the dishes were done, we were sitting around. I guess we tried to play cards, and I'm pretty sure Carol suggested charades. And if you knew my late husband, he was a career deputy sheriff, very stoic, very stern, but she got him to act like a turkey. So that's one memory of Carol. The other is she shares a birthday with Luke, and we went on a cruise with them 1 year. And I never saw someone have so much fun as Carol, because every time I saw her, she was happy. And Luke, obviously, was 21. He was very happy. But we took a family picture. The Addison brought us their family picture. And they all had these Bubba teeth. I don't know what they're called. And so when Carol got the picture back, everybody was smiling with her redneck Bubba teeth, except for her. So, she likes surprises like that, too. So, I'm very grateful to have known her.
Amen. Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
I just want to say that Carol, I was married to her youngest son, Lloyd, and she was the best second mom that I have ever had. And she was truly the best grandma anybody could ever have. She loved her grandchildren more than she did anything. And I just want to say that she will truly be missed.
Amen. Thank you. Anyone else? Please. You're just waiting in your chair. I thought you wanted to say something, do you? No? Yeah? No? Sorry. Please.
I wish somebody were there with a pump press. Carol, Carol and I work together. Sorry, Brendan. This is my brother. Carol and I worked together back in 1979. And we worked off and on together for the last 45 years. She was my sales manager's, this is all through real estate, she was my sales manager's assistant, secretary, whatever, and which in turn made the salespeople in the office. Carol helped us all. And she would type up our contracts, whatever kind of idea. So it was like Carol actually worked for us because we were the salespeople, but we told her what to do. But it didn't take too long to find out that we worked for Carol. And Carol didn't hesitate to help us by telling us what to do and get us through everything early. Lisa and I have a 25-year-old daughter who grew up for the last 25 years and still today calls her Grandma Carol, because all of the baking that she taught our daughter how to do, or it had to be 12, 15 years every single Christmas, Erin would go and learn how to bake something else. And it was great because she was spending time with Carol. She was learning how to bake and she was bringing home all the sweets in the world. And Lynette and I worked together for years and years, and with Carol also, and it never failed. And it was like, I don't know, October, November, and I'm already thinking we're about a month away from having a kitchen at the office full of sweets, because that's what Carol did. She brought in Christmas cookies all the time, cakes, bakes, whatever, and it wasn't just Christmas, it was all forever. But Carol, up until a couple years ago, at least one more, it was either her second or third retirement party that we had at our house 20 years ago, and Butch and everybody was there. And it's outside, and we've got food all over the place, and we're just having a good time, and there were adult beverages being consumed, and all of a sudden, two dozen little black flies. Turned out to be 5 million termites were coming out of the ground and swarming at her party. And it was just a hoot watching everybody pick everything up from the outside and carry it inside, because the whole backyard looked like a black cloud within like 5 minutes. And that was her, I think, her second retirement party. And she came back out of retirement and worked with us again, as I did. Like everybody, we all loved Carol. She was such a big part of our life. We'll miss her.
Thank you. Thank you. Anyone else? Well, being her pastor was such an honor, and come to know her as a good friend, and my wife Judy, and her, they sit real close here. Fellowship all the time, and just always upbeat. She might have had some physical conditions, and where she knows she did the oxygen thing for a long time, and but always upbeat, always a smile. And I never got to go see her at PAMS, but I talked to her on the phone, because if you ever called Carol, her cell phone or her house phone, the voicemail message is the same. Hi, I'm Carol, probably talking to another friend on the phone, but I'll call you back. Leave a message. And I said to her, I said, Carol, that always, message always blessed me. That probably talking to another friend, because everybody was her friend. It was just really cool. And getting to know her, getting to know the stories, and what they call Heritage Sunday once a year. And we had it down by the pond at Don Singletary and Pat's house, which is where this church was founded way back, was at that pond on the Brush Arbor type of meeting, 1834. And we would always do like this, get to tell stories. Now, I can't remember stories by verbatim like some people can, but the highlight of this story, her and Joey and George would tell stories because they grew up here. Stories about that pond, and a boyfriend of Carol's rescued her from the pond. You know, I think he rode a horse, but I remember the story. So it was just really special to get to know her in a way like that and share those stories. And I really appreciate you sharing. Anybody else?